McCann goes deeper in the zone and back for Schultz. This way, Bjorkstrand, a shot. He scores! Cue the maestro! It's a power play goal for Oliver Bjorkstrand, and the Kraken have tied it.
He is Oliver Bjorkstrand joining us now on the Emerald Queen Casino Sportsbook Hotline, fresh off Seattle's 4-2 win over Nashville. Oliver, how's it going?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We are great. I mean, I'm assuming someone who was just in a winning game has to be having a better Friday, but still absolutely lovely here, obviously. Lots of fun stuff to talk about, and we're happy to have you. Hey, I'm going to start with just the win from last night. You actually moved up lines a couple games ago now with Beniers. How's that been going?
It's good. Maddie and then Cartier are fun players to play with. Obviously, Maddie, he brings a lot of nice, likes handling the puck, creates a lot of time and space for other players. So he's definitely fun playing with. And Cartier and me, I feel like we're a good match with him, and we do our part. So it's been good so far.
Oliver, my respect for hockey players grow every year, man. I come up with a football background, and we play one game a week, and then we get to rest and kind of recover. And I go to your games, and it's so fast and it's violent. What's the recovery like for you guys, man?
Yeah, it can be hard at times. I mean, you know, it's a long season. You play 82 games, and like you said, the games can get pretty intense. So, yeah, I don't know. It's a mixture of obviously making sure you get the rest in. Sometimes it's staying away from the rink when you get the days off, and other than that, it's getting treatment or, you know, eating the right foods, all the right stuff. So, it could be a challenge, obviously. But, you know, that's sometimes what sets teams apart, who's better at recovering and being ready for games.
Hey, Oliver, I saw a really interesting feature saying that last night's game was kind of an example of the Kraken playing Kraken hockey, the way that they want to play that. Now, we might think we know, but you're an expert here, obviously, being a Kraken player. What's Kraken hockey? Like, who do you guys want to be?
I think our identity is Kraken hockey is becoming, you know, a team that you know, works hard out there, wins our battles, keeps the game fairly simple. And with that said, I feel like everybody's contributing on the ice. It's not individuals that always carry the team. It's every night. It's just different guys stepping up and helping the team win. So, I don't know. I think that's the easy explanation of Kraken hockey.
Seems pretty straightforward, man. And your coach Hackstall seems like an intense individual, at least when I see him on TV. What's he like in practice at the hotels and travel? Is that what he is, what he shows when I watch you guys play, or is there more to him?
No, I mean, I think on the bench, I think we have a few guys that could be pretty intense. But, no, he's easy to be around. I don't know. He's very detailed. He does his video session and stuff like that where he points everything out. But no, he's easy to talk to. I don't find him too intense being around when it's away from the ice.
So who's intense on the bench and who tries to keep it light?
Oh, we that's a good question. I gotta be careful. I don't know. I feel like guys like Yanni Gord is pretty intense, but I think he matches. That's kind of just how he plays too. He plays with a lot of grit and plays hard and gets passionate. I feel like sometimes McCann can be a little bit intense out there, getting in battles with the refs a little bit. But honestly, it could change a little bit from night to night, and maybe depending on what type of mood guys are in.
Man, I love the interactions that you guys have, like with your teammates and then with the other teams. Who's the biggest chirper on the squad?
Biggest chirper, honestly, I wouldn't say we have anybody that's too bad, but I feel like sometimes McCann has some funny things to say. So I'm gonna go with him on that one.
I always assume Yanni would be in the mix because he's always smiling and you know, like guys kind of mess with him. He kind of like just shrugs him off a little bit.
Got like that DB vibe.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Hey, McCann just scored his fifth goal in his last seven. You know, we've talked about him a little bit, but just him as a player, I mean, what's it like kind of seeing some of these guys that you're with, the way that they develop and grow?
Yeah, it's fun to see. I mean, now this is my second season with him, but obviously, clearly he has, you can see he has a scoring touch. He finds ways to get open and get high danger shots. And no, he definitely has a knack for it. And it seems to just keep going in. So I'm all for that. It's nice seeing guys score. And when guys score, it helps the team. So yeah, that's great.
Oliver, you're not old at all, but you're 28, so you've been around the game for a little bit. How's the game changed since when you were a kid coming up?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say it's probably from when I was a kid, it probably was a lot more physical. There was probably a little bit more fighting. There was more designated fighters and stuff like that. I think slashing and stuff like that was even more so. Things has probably toned down a little bit, but that said, the sport has got probably more skilled. It's got a lot faster, so I think there's it's not to say anything's gotten easier or harder or anything like that, but I don't know, the game's developed in a faster way, and the way guys skate these days is really incredible. And it's not just the top guys, it's every guy out there. So yeah, it's incredible fast right now.
Hey, Oliver, we are heading off the ice for our next question here. Did we see this right, that you guys just welcomed a baby?
We welcomed a baby 7 months ago, but I think another teammate, he did have another baby. Yeah. So, yeah. So,
accounting as a newborn.
Fairly new.
Accounting as a newborn. Yeah. How's life with a seven-month-old?
It's busy. It's good. It's exciting. Yeah, no, it's super fun, but obviously, like, going from day-to-day life without a kid and not having that responsibility obviously changes her life a lot. So
yeah.
Definitely have to adapt to it, but I mean, it's all for the best, and it's been so great. Yeah, every day this gets better, so it's been awesome.
Oh, congratulations.
Congrats. I got three of them things, man. It's only getting busier.
I'm good with one right now. So
hey,
it's busy enough.
That's what I said, Oliver, and then what, four or five years later, I got three, so hang in there, man.
And now they're almost teenagers.
Hey, you grew up in a hockey house, man. Your dad played, your brother played. What was the competition like growing up in a hockey household?
Yeah, it was competitive. I always wanted to beat my brother. I mean, he was 3 years older, so it was always a little bit of a challenge. But as we got older, I got closer and closer. So, yeah, it got more fun. But, no, I think hockey-wise, pretty intense household. My dad played. He's a coach. My brother still plays and so on. So, yeah, it was a lot of hockey. So, I don't know. I got to figure out what I want to do after hockey. I don't know if I have it in me to keep doing hockey, because it's been my whole life. So, yeah. But I was obviously great. So I enjoyed it growing up.
Lots of opportunities around hockey. Obviously, you are a ways off from needing to worry about that. Hey, you know what's interesting, Oliver, is obviously, you know, here on Seattle Sports, we cover Seattle teams, and all the teams that we cover are in these really interesting spots with their division, where they're all really, really competitive and also sharing divisions with incredibly competitive teams. I mean, you have obviously this year and last year's World Series winners in the AL West with the Mariners. For you guys, Stanley Cup champs also in your division. What's it like when you're, you know, competing in a division with that kind of top level talent?
Yeah. No, I mean, it's fun playing those games. You want to beat the best teams, and yeah, clearly it's very competitive in their division. So obviously early right now, I think we've come off to maybe a little bit of a slower start than we wanted to, but I think we're picking it up here. So
yeah.
Yeah, there's definitely work to be done. It's not going to be easy. There's no easy ways to get into playoffs. It's all hard work. And yeah, we definitely have a few good teams to beat. So yeah, it's going to be a challenge.
Oliver, I asked you how the game has changed from when you were a kid to now. You also have the opportunity to play international hockey. What's the difference between an NHL game and an international hockey game?
Ooh, the biggest thing, I don't know if you know this, but international hockey is the ice rinks are usually bigger. So, so you feel like you're further away from the goal constantly because the ice is so wide. So it just changes a little bit the dynamic of how you play. Typically, like North American hockey, there's a little bit more grit. It goes a little bit faster in a sense. Things happen quicker. But as soon as you go international, and especially when it's in Europe, the ice is so big. So you have to skate more. There's probably not as much hitting. And yeah, it might be a little bit hard to explain, but hockey is a little bit different that way.
Which do you prefer? What suits your game?
Oh, I like North American. I don't know. I feel like I've played over here now for so long, and I think it fits my game a little bit better, but I don't know. I could adapt to anything. It's just when you go from playing full-time North American ice rinks and then you go international, it can take a few games to get used to just knowing like how to play on ice. So at least for me, I don't know if guys are different.
He is Oliver Bjorkstrand of the Kraken, just coming off a 4-2 win over Nashville. Congratulations on that win, and thank you again for joining us, Oliver. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Oliver.
Yeah, of course. Thank you so much.